This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and three large drug distributors have agreed to settle a lawsuit with about 40 states, including Colorado, and thousands of local governments nationwide over the devastating opioid epidemic. The $26 billion deal will bring the state and local governments here about $17 million a year over the next 18 years. The money will go toward addiction and prevention services. Democrat Phil Weiser is Colorado's attorney general.
I don't believe we can or should spend all the money right away.
If approved by enough of the plaintiffs in the next 30 days, the settlement would halt legal action against some of the nation's biggest drug supply companies. As the U.S. withdraws from Afghanistan, Democratic Representative Jason Crow has pushed the Biden administration to help Afghans who worked for the U.S. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, a bill to do that is expected to advance in the House today.
The Allies Act would increase the number of special immigrant visas by 8,000. That would almost double the amount available for Afghan interpreters and others who worked for America. Crow sponsored the bipartisan measure and says it's about doing right.
We have a moral obligation to make sure that the American handshake matters, but also a national security obligation to show that our future friends and allies can rely on us.
The bill still needs to pass the Senate, but the Biden administration has said it supports the increase. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A key Senate committee has tied in its vote on the nomination of Tracy Stone Manning to lead the Bureau of Land Management in Grand Junction. Republicans strongly oppose her taking over at the Public Lands Agency, but Democrats on the committee, including Colorado's John Hickenlooper, voted yes. Despite the tie vote, the nomination is expected to move forward. This is CPR News and KRCC.